So yeah, guys, today we're going to learn about, okay, let me go back. So we're talking about the armor of God, right? Basically, the armor of God is, this class is very awkward. Where should I stand here, ne? Because I feel like I'm standing far when I'm there. I think it's better. So the armor of God is basically what we need to protect ourselves for the war that the enemy is declaring against us, right? So basically, it might not look like that to you guys because you're young, but the devil does not want any of you guys to be Christians, firstly. He doesn't want any of you guys to live what God wants you to live for. Makes sense? So that's why we have this series now, so that you would know how to stand when the enemy comes against you and he's trying to steal your peace, he's trying to steal your joy, he's trying to make you fail at school, he's trying to make sure that everything that God said you're going to be, he comes against it. So now you need the armor of God in order for you to stand. So last week, we spoke about the breastplate of righteousness. How many of you guys were here last week? Okay, what do you remember about last week? Nothing. Huh? No, I'm not picking anyone. The ones that were here last week, what do you guys remember? So protecting your heart and your upper body organs. Okay, cool. And this week, which is today, we're going to talk about the shoes of the gospel. The shoes of the gospel of peace. So for me, I chose peace, even though it's the shoes of the gospel, because like what's happening in our lives now, we can see the trends are there, that there's a lot of depression, and you guys are going through exams, and there's family issues, family matters, and all those things that are stealing your joy and peace away from you, right? So when those things are happening in our lives, then we find ourselves lost and depressed, and sometimes we stop praying and asking God what's happening, and we stop reading the Bible. So in terms of the shoes, we need the shoes to protect ourselves from the enemy when it comes to steal our peace, right? How many of you guys are wearing shoes? Who's wearing shoes, guys? And why are you wearing shoes? What about your feet? And what kind of a shoe are you wearing? What kind of a shoe are you wearing? I didn't say the brand name. What kind of a shoe are you wearing? Wow. Okay, cool. And yeah, this is the shoes that I want. What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Sandals.
She said all stars as well, but it's chilled. So yeah, guys, basically the reason why I'm asking you guys what kind of shoes are you wearing and why are you wearing shoes, because it's the same with what I'm talking about today, the shoes of the gospel. So if you're not wearing shoes, chances are you cannot run as fast as you want to run when you're running on a tar road, right? Because it's going to hurt you when you run. Or you're going to have blisters. Or if the tar is hot, you're not even going to be able to stand and walk on it, right? So in winter, when you're not wearing shoes, there's a high chance that you're going to get sick, you're going to get flu, because your legs are not protected, your feet are not protected, right? And another thing is that there's different kind of shoes that we wear. There's shoes for sport, there's shoes for going to the beach, like the flip-flops, and the shoes that you wear, safety boots as well, when you work at the construction companies. So there's different shoes for every occasion, right? Did you guys know that? And why do you think they wear shoes when they're fighting? Boxing, actually. What do they need shoes for when they are boxing? Mm-hmm. They don't want to slip. Somebody else? Oh, wow. Okay. Huh? So that... How do people kick others when they're fighting in boxing? Boxing is only hands, girl. I didn't say kickboxing. So those are some of the reasons why. So firstly, they don't want to slip, like she said. And the reason they wear boots as well is to protect their ankles so that they don't twist their ankles when they fight. So there's protect, like I said, there's shoes for every occasion. The reason why they wear those boots is so that they can protect their feet, right? And so that they can stand firm in the ring, and then they don't slip, like they don't find the ring to be slippery. So check those shoes out. So here's a question for you guys to discuss. What do you think the shoes of the gospel of peace are? So I'll give you 5 minutes. So yeah, just choose one person from your group that is gonna tell us what's up. What do you think the answer is?
So I think we said that the reason why we wear the shoes of the gospel of peace, I think it's because we have to walk through that bridge to know the knowledge of God and maybe to spread out the gospel of peace. I think that's what it means. Yeah.
Well, we said that it has to do with, you know, wherever you go, when you have the shoes on, you bring peace to the environment. It's like wherever you are. So even if there's like conflict, wherever you go, there's like peace.
Yeah, we said like the shoes help you spread the gospel and like the gospel of peace to everyone else. Yeah.
Thank you. That's very true. So I don't have enough time. I won't say much. So you guys are right. So, but firstly, you need the peace before you preach about the peace, right? So you need to understand that God is a peaceful God and he called you for peace. And then when you understand the peace and you have the peace, it's easier for you to talk or preach the gospel of peace to people. Because if you're not peaceful yourself and you're going to come to me and tell me or preach about peace, I'll look at you and I'm like, dude, you don't have peace yourself. So what are you on about? So, let's read, guys. I hate reading, but... So it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in peace, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. That's Ephesians 6. So, before we get to this one, actually, so what I understood there, so that was written by Apostle Paul. So actually what Apostle Paul is trying to say to us is that we need to be ready for anything that the devil, like you saw, the schemes of the devil that are going to be thrown on our direction. So firstly, you need to stand, and for you to stand, you need the word of God to stand on. So you cannot stand against the devil's schemes if you don't know what God is saying about you. And you cannot stand or you cannot wear the shoes that are not strong enough for the fight. So meaning that if you only read the Bible once a year, or if only you hear about God here at church, when the enemy comes, chances are you're going to lose the fight because you're not ready. Yes, you know that you have to put on the shoes, but you might put on the shoes that are wrong for the fight for the day. Yeah? So when we talk about the gospel, we're talking about the word of God, which is truth, right? So if there's no truth in your life, or if there's no gospel in your life, the shoes alone are not going to help you fight, or they're not going to help you stand, rather. Because you'll be fighting in a rainy season or in a rainy day, and you're wearing shoes that are slippery. You're going to fall, and the enemy's going to destroy you. So I think I'm going to jump this one. Apparently, I only have 5 minutes. So now, verse 12 of the same chapter says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So, this scripture is making it very clear that everything that we see on the surface is not actually what is happening in the spiritual. So when things are happening in your family, whether your parents are fighting, whether you always have headaches, whether there's something happening that you don't understand and you go to doctors and they don't see what's happening, this is what the verse is saying about that. That there's evil forces that are fighting you. There's evil forces that actually, they know that you're good with soccer for argument's sake and they just make it so hard for you to play soccer. You know that you're called to sing, and these dark forces, they present people around you that are going to tell you that singing is actually boring. Why don't you try something else? So they'll do everything to move you away from what God has called you for. And if you're a young person like you guys and you believe in God and you love God, these evil forces are going to present people before you that are going to tell you that, yeah, but how do you know that God is real? So they're going to come with a whole lot of excuses and questions if that are going to make you move away from God, if your faith in Christ is weak, if you're not wearing the shoes that are going to protect you against all those things, which is the word of God. And the shoes, which is the word of God, and the shoes that are peace. Because if you don't have peace, everything that people say, you actually believe it because now you don't know where to put your feet because you're not protected by the word of God. Yeah? So, and verse 15 says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. How many of you guys know the scripture that talks about peace? You guys are not ready. It's going to be lit when the devil comes. I'm joking. And the different version says, for shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. I'm sure you guys know now, one of the biggest challenges in the world today is depression and anxiety, right? Do you guys know that? Depression and anxiety is one of the schemes that the devil is using now to destroy a whole lot of people. And unless people know what God says about them, unless people have the peace that comes from God, unless people understand that the only way for them to stand is to wear the shoes of the gospel of truth, then anxiety is very easy to attack them. Depression is very easy to take their lives as well. And when you, as a child of God, understand that what God says about you, rather, and understand what God says about everything in your life, it's very easy for you to win the fight, right? So it's very easy for you. Yes, depression is going to attack you, but you're going to fight it and win it. And it will be very easy for you to minister or to tell people about what God has done for you, especially the people that are depressed. But if you don't know the word and if you're not putting on the shoes for the fight, then depression is going to start with you or anxiety is going to start with you. How are you going to preach or tell people about the gospel of peace when you yourself don't have the peace because you're anxious and you're depressed? So the reason I highlighted the scripture as well is we need to start reading the Bible, guys, and just see what God is saying. And if it's very hard for you to read the Bible and understand what God is saying about your life, then you need to find two or three people around you and start having connect groups or Bible study groups. Yeah? How many of you guys are going to do that? It's fine. I'm going to follow up. I see your faces. So, the Roman Bethel scandal, what? So, back in the days, this way, the sandals that they used to wear for a battle. So when they went to go fight, they would wear like this. So as you can see underneath, there's spikes and the sole is a bit thick and on top, of course, is some nice leather. I think Nigerian people are doing those shoes now, so it's chilled. You can go check them out. So the reason the sandals were like this, firstly, it was so that when they fight, they'll be able to stand firm because, as you can see underneath, whether it's muddy or not, they'll still be able to walk and run and stand firm when they're having a battle. And on top, the reason it was open like that, according to tiny research that I made, is that although you can see that the toes are out and everything, but the thing is, the Roman soldiers by then, they relied on their feet to walk and like when they went to go fight. So when their feet were covered, in most cases, they'll have blisters and chances are they'll sweat a lot as well. And another thing was that they'll get tired because most of the time when you can't wear your shoes the whole day, most of the time when you get home, the first thing you want to do is take off your weave, if you have weave, or wig, and then take off your shoes. So the reason it was designed like that was so that they can stand firm and stand longer when they have fights or battles. So the 4 points or the 3 points that I've came up with at the last is the devil wants to steal our peace. So John 10 verse 10, he says, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life and you may have life in full. So like I was saying, the devil wants to steal your peace, and immediately when he steals your peace, he's able to steal your faith, and after he steals your faith, he can destroy your life. So you need the word of God to fight against that. And the second one is the word of God is the shoes of the gospel of peace. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4 verse 7. So basically what this is saying is that the world is able to give you peace, but the peace, it doesn't last long. So the world only gives you peace with their own terms and conditions, but God gives you peace that surpasses all understanding. Let me give you a typical example. Some people get peace when they're like listening to music and they have peace and they calm and everything is good. But immediately when the music is off in the morning, they go back to the same thing. But God gives you peace that doesn't need you to renew it every day, but he renews it every day for you. And the third one is, guys, there's a wrong spelling, but anyway, God wants us to live, which is L-I-V-E, in peace so that we may share or serve others, share the gospel or serve others. So pursue peace with all men as well as holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Verse 15 says, be careful that no one falls short of the grace of God, so that no root of bitterness will spring up to cause trouble and defile many. So this is the message that I looked into and I thought, how do I then go out and preach the gospel to other people? And like I said before, if you don't have peace yourself, and if you are bitter yourself, then it's very hard for you to go out and preach the gospel. And one of my favorite ways of preaching the gospel is people need to see Jesus through my life. So if people don't ask me, why are you living like this? Why is your life good? Why are you always happy? Why are you always helping people? Why are you nice to everyone? Then it means that I need to go dig deeper and look into my life before I even go out and preach to other people. So your life should be actually a gateway for you to preach to other people. So what will you do or believe differently based on what you've learned today? I'm going to give you 1 minute to discuss that. And then, thank you. So it's good that you learned those things. We thank the Lord for it. I don't want to hear it now. We don't have enough time. So we're going to pray, right? I just feel like I want us to pray for, before we close, for people that feel anxious because of exams, people that they see signs of depression in their lives, and people that feel like they don't have peace to share the gospel. They don't have peace in their lives and they don't have peace to share the gospel. If you're here and want us to pray for you, please raise your hand. Don't be scared, it's your life, guys. Okay, cool. Okay, please come to the front. They're going to play music for you as you come. And then may the leaders please come through and pray for them. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, cool, guys. Let's pray for them.